Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, cloudy with a high near 50. Tonight, rain and snow likely, becoming all snow after 3 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 29. New snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Thursday, a 30% chance of snow, mainly before 7 a.m. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 41. And in the news, the nearly noon news has been focusing this week on the upcoming spring general election, which will take place on Tuesday, April 4th. We have reported on the candidates for the open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While the position is nonpartisan, it is clear to see that each candidate has their own political ideology. Janet Protasiewicz, a Milwaukee County Circuit judge and seen as the liberal candidate, will face off against former Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly, a conservative who also has the endorsement from former President Donald Trump. Their race has now become the most expensive in the history of state Supreme Court races, drawing over $20 million in spending. The two candidates met for their one and only in-person debate Tuesday afternoon in Madison. Protasiewicz hammered her conservative opponent, naming Kelly as a, quote, true threat to democracy over his ties to a scheme to overturn the 2020 election. I am running against probably one of the most extreme partisan characters in the history of the state, Protasiewicz said during their debate. Protasiewicz criticized Kelly for having advised Republicans on legal efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election through the use of fake electors. In his own attack, Kelly called out Protasiewicz, saying that she would bring her political views to the bench. Several times, Kelly said Protasiewicz was a liar or was slandering him. In a report from the Wisconsin Examiner, the race for the open seat has taken on increased importance because the court is likely to play a major role in coming years as the arbiter between the divided government and Wisconsin's executive and legislative branches. The winner of the race will likely be the swing vote in cases over abortion access, the state's legislative maps, and voting rights. Throughout the campaign, Protasiewicz has repeatedly shared what her personal values are over abortion rights, saying she believes women have the right to choose to get an abortion. Kelly has often pointed to these statements as evidence she is prejudging a case. A lawsuit against Wisconsin's 1849 ruling outlawing abortion is currently pending in the courts, and the winner is likely to play an important role in its outcome. Protasiewicz, who has received endorsements from Planned Parenthood and Emily's List, organizations that favor abortion rights, pointed to Kelly's endorsements from anti-abortion groups such as Wisconsin Right to Life as evidence he also signaled his views on the issue. Wisconsin Right to Life, which is working to strengthen Wisconsin's abortion ban, states on its political endorsement webpage that candidates pledge to support their values to receive their endorsement, the Examiner report stated. Whoever wins the race will also be a crucial vote and a likely challenge to the state's legislative maps, which are frequently characterized as the most gerrymandered political lines in the country. In another local election reminder, the two candidates for the open position for Vernon County Judge, Tim Gaskell and Angela Palmer Fisher, will debate this evening at 6:30 p.m. in Westby at the Performing Arts Center. We will make our report on the results during Friday's news report. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.